Okay, the learning we do today throughout the month is Le'ilui Nishmas Miriam Bas Yitzchak. So in the sugya, we only spoke yesterday about the ratio of the Mishnah Abba Machlaz Nidan Hashem Sofa, and we tried to lay out the differences, technical and fundamental, between Abba Machteres and a Rodef. And what we tried to establish was the Yisod that Abba Machlaz is not a Rodef. He gets. We shaft on him a din rodef. We give him, we're kovei Hashem rodef to him, and he takes on a lot of dinim, but it's a different yisod, and therefore there's a lot of nafkaminas. And we saw in particular that there's two dinim, ptur and mitzvah / rishus to kill him. That's where misham yiparedu, the rodef and the bab machteres, that the rodef is a chiv hatzalas nirdaf, the bab machteres is not a chiv hatzalas nirdaf. It's that rishus onshin of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, and that accounts for a lot of discrepancies, and we built that off of Bevel, or otherwise known as the wolf, yesterday. Okay. You have that part? That's great, right? Okay. Fine. Now, what we want to do is we want to move to the Seifa of the Mishnah, B'zayat Shemayim. So the Mishnah continues and says, Abab Machteres is Nidan Hashem Sofa, which means we're going to kill him, or he'd be killed. Hayabab Machteres v'shiber es ha'chavis. If he's coming to do such a gneva, Abab Machteres, and he breaks the property of the balabas, im yesh lo dam im chayv. If he's a regular ganif, he's not allowed to be killed because Baruch Hashem, he wasn't coming to kill. Something like that. So chayv to pay, a regular case of tashlumin, good. Im lo dam im pater. But if it's a case of a chayv misa, meaning there's the reshus lahargo, balahash lahargo, chashkim lahargo, so then... presumably just a simple read, is it's Kimle Rabinei, so he has a chi of Misa at the Shas Geneva. He also has a chi of Tashlumim, so comes the chi of Misa and beats out the chi of Tashlumim. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi's a little bit strange. Because Rashi says, Ein lo damim, you see over there in Rashi in the Mishnah, Kigon Sharkal Adam Shnitin Rishus Levalabais Lahargo, Ein lo damim, meaning it's totally permissible to kill him. Pater milashalim. In such a case, you're pater milashalim. Why? So I would have said why. Which sounds like Rashi starts saying the chi of misa, the chi of tashlum, ban kechad, which is the pretext for kim derabine. V'afal pi. I'm not sure if this is schnitzel or shenitzel, but even though he's I'm not teaching fifth grade. You're right. So even though he was saved, meaning even though he wasn't killed, even though nitzel, pater minatashlumin, he's still pater tashlumin. So already you're hinted at in Rashi here. Why did Rashi need that line? Afvisha nitzal. So, I think we generally think the chiv misa that you incur at the time of the chiv tashlumin pathed you from tashlumin. Rashi is already telling you, but this is different because you're nitzal. You were saved from the misa. Okay, and Rashi says I don't want to ruin what we're trying to get at. But he says you see that in the kaim alon we hold in Ksubas Lamed Hey. If you have a case of chayv misa shogin where they're not actually going to get the death penalty, they're not going to get the misa that they were doing a misa of because of a technicality, but still ain misham mam mishem misa, they still don't pay. We still apply kim rabne afisha in aragin. So it sounds like Rashi is saying you see that in our case kimle applies as it applies by tanbe chizkia, but that's a very strange shita, no? Abab Machteres is regular, straight, shaykh to the Kim Drabine. Even without Tan Bechiske, he's Mischayev Misa B'Shaito. You want to tell me that there's a Chiddish in a Chayev Misa Shogin? That makes sense, Chayev Misa Shogin, because the guy isn't actually Mischayev Misa. When he does the Misa of a Chayev Misa B'Shogin, he's not going to be Chayev Misa for that Misa. Okay, so I hear. So you need Tan Bechiske to teach you a Chiddish, that even so, you're able to apply Kim Drabine. I hear that. But here, the guy is Mischayev Misa. He's Mischayev Benafsha when he's Bab Machteres. So who cares that he was Nitzal afterwards, but he's still Mischayev Benafsha with Shaito. So the Yad Rama asks this question on Rashi, right? The Yad Rama asks this question straight on Rashi. And he doesn't like Rashi because of that. So what's Taka the Pshat in Rashi? Why do you need Tanit Bechiskiya to explain, to account for the Kimle applying here in this case of Bab Machteres? So when I was in Yeshiva for Shabbos in November, Rav Shechter came over to me in the middle of laning. It's in the front near him. So he came over in the middle of laning and said, you should know there's a Beis Yitzchak somewhere in the Chafs where they have a bunch of Shtikl Torahs on Sanhedrin. You should look it up. I know you're learning the Kol. So in Chav Vav is where they have a bunch of Shtikl Torahs from the Rav on Sanhedrin. What Rav Shechter means is that he had notes from the Rav's Shirim on Sanhedrin, which he gave to a bunch of Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, and he asked them to write up the Mishnah Torah, so a few of them were published in the Beis Yitzchak. So in volume Chavav, the Rav has a shir on Bava Machteres. So it's Gishmak. It's a little bit terse in terms of the writing. It's from Rav Schechter's notes, and it wasn't really touched up. So it's a little bit terse, and it's not well... there's not a lot of citations and references, so it's a little bit chaser in that way, but it's helpful, and it's Rav Shirim. So he has there this kasha, and he gives the following teretz. He says that it's not pshat that Rashi's trying to tell us, quote, the sibas haptur. It's not pshat that Tana de Bechizkiya is the reason why there's a ptur of Kimli B'Avrinei also here by Bava Machteres. That's not the pshat, because that doesn't make sense. What do you need Tana de Bechizkiya to tell you the reason that you're pater? Because it's Kimli B'Avrinei. You don't need Tana de Bechizkiya. You're a Mizchayev Misa, so you're pater on Tashlumin. Why do you need a Tana de Bechizkiya Chilish? No. Says the Rav, again, it's not his words, but it's in the notes, it was a hochacha, not a siba, but a hochacha. Rashi's proving that you can say Kimli B'Avrinei by our case from Tana de Bechizkiya. Not that Tana de Bechizkiya accounts is the reason for our case, but that it's a proof that you would say such a thing. Because, says the Rav like this, it's Yadua that we have a Chakir, Yesh Lachgor, what's the Pshat in Kimli D'Rabinei? Is it a din on the Beis Din that the Beis Din is not able to be Mechayev two different things? And a Chanami, there's a Chiyiv Misa, and there's a Chiyiv Mamun. Elamai, Beis Din can't give you Kedei Shtei Rishayos. They can't give you two punishments. They can only give you Kedei Rishayachas. So they don't have the koach to be manish someone two things. Or no, it's not the pshat that it's a din and based in. The pshat is kimle drabim is a poter. Right? This is the classic hakir in kimle. Kimle drabim is a poter, meaning the, and you probably spoke about this if you learned the tosas on ayin bezamar aleph, the ktsais and the marashal, in terms of whether there's a chiv lasi de shemayim. Potentially, this chakira accounts for that machlokas, correct? Meaning, is the pshat that when you have a kimle drabine, the chi of Misa says you can't now give the chi of Mamun? A chi of Mamun there is, you just can't enforce it. Or no, and there maybe you end up with a chi of Lassi Shemayim. Or no, the pshat is, it's not mochach this way, but the pshat is, no, when you have a chi of Misa, it's bechla ma'asayim mana. The chi of Misa, or I should say, let's say the chi of Mamun is subsumed within the chi of Misa, so you've done both by doing the chi of Misa. Kim Lidra means you're totally pater, and then you come out with, again, Tzosa Marashal, maybe they're arguing about that, no chiv latzi de shemayim. Okay, and the Rishonim maybe arguing about that. 2 days in Rashi and Bamitzia by Esan Asa Torah. Either way, so that's the chakira here by Kimle. So is Kimle a poter, or is Kimle just saying that you can't enforce both, but both do exist? Rav points out, which is classic, that this seems to be Machlokas Tanayim in Ksubas on Daf Lamed, where the Tanayim argue whether Kimle b'Drabinei applies to Chiyuve Krisos, Chayve Krisos, or not. If you say it applies to Chayve Krisos, that you're Patr Mimamon on account of the Chayve Krisos, you say Kimle b'Drabinei, so that's because the pshat is that it's not just a lack of jurisdiction, it's not just that the Kavach Basin is lacking, they can't punish you. No, the pshat is this pot there. The fact that you're a Chayev Kares is patters you from the Chayev Tashlum. Otherwise, there's no Beis Din involved in Krisos, so it wouldn't apply there. Okay. So what the Rav says is like this. That's what bothered Rashi over here. Rashi understood in the Havamina, in the Havamina of Rashi, he understood that the gedder of Kimle B'Drabinei is that there's a lack of ability, of strength by the Beis Din. It's a Chisaron and Koch Beis Din to be managed two things. If that's true, then Bechiai Gavna Shenitzal, right? Bechiai Gavna, the guy gets out unscathed, he's not killed in the Machteres, he's not killed in the act of the Geneva. So it's true that he was Mischayev Misa Beshaito, but that wasn't enacted. The Misa's Beis Din wasn't enacted. So because of that, you would think that if it's not, and let me just build that up a little more, Bechlau, the Chiev Misa of the Bava Machteres, is not Nitan LeBeis Din. It's not Nitan LeBeis Din. So maybe the whole idea of Kimli B'Drabinei doesn't apply to the case of Bala Hargacha Ahashkem Lahargo, to the case of Bava Machteres. It's not a Chiv Misa Mamish of Beis Din. It's a Chiv Misa that says there's a shus that he can be killed, but he wasn't killed, so therefore Tashlum is still relevant. And there's no, you can't punish him twice because there's no punishment on the side of the Beis Din. It's a din and people can do it. So maybe you don't have the application of Kimle D'Rabinei. Says Rashi, no, what you see from Tana de Bechizkiya is that that's not the pshat in Kimle D'Rabinei. Not that this is a case of Tana de Bechizkiya. From Tana de Bechizkiya, zem efunda, that by Tana de Bechizkiya, if you have a case where it's chayve misos shogigin, and we still say Kimle D'Rabinei, you see that even when Beis Din isn't involved, because they can't enforce a punishment, the very fact that you're Meschayev a Misa is poter. Not just that you can't be manish twice. It's a poter. So the same way that's true by Tana de Bechizkiya, you see that's the Yisod of Kimel Drabne, then in Achalami, it's Pasha true by Bam Machteris as well. That's the Rav's explanation of why Rashi need to employ Tana de Bechizkiya. Not because this is an example of Tana de Bechizkiya, but because Tana de Bechizkiya is the proof that that's the pshat in Kimel Drabne. Oh, if that's the pshat in Kimel Drabne, that's a poter, the mis is a poter on the smaller one, on the kal, so then that's just in Achanami, that's an easy, smooth transition application to Bava Machteris as well. So the Ein Shnei Neviim is not be Signor Echad, but if you look in Reb Chaim Ozer's Chuvas and you look in the Stipler in Makas on your Gimel and Beis, so in both of those cases they say basically the same thing. Basically the same thing. It's different Lashonos, but I mean, again, I don't have the Lashon of the Rav, I have the notes, but basically the same thing. Yeah, another Mahalach, maybe. That's one mahalach. Why is Rashi quoting Tanda Bechizkiya? Not because it's the pshat in Bava Machteris, because the raya that the pshat in Kimle applies to Bava Machteris as well. The other possibility, this I saw over Yantif. First of all, I would thank my I meant to thank him yesterday, but I learned the sugya, the Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. I learned also with Rabbi Perah, but over Yantif I spent time in Ayin Beis Amin Aleph and Ayin Beis Amin Beis with my chavrus David Lasker. So he had a lot of things to contribute. So things I say, some of them are attributable to his helping me be mavar. So I thank him. So when I was in Woodmere, I didn't have my svarim with me. So first days I kind of like chazer chas in my head, but then I borrowed some svarim from Rabbi Akiva Willick, whose shul I was davening, and so he gave me Rabbi Pavarsky's shirim on Sanhedrin. So in there, I saw the following mahalach. I think the sefer is called Shirei Hagarbad, like it's his shirim written up. So he said as follows. Maybe the pshat and rash is like this. In a chanami, kimli d'rabbanina applies to any chiv misa. But maybe what you would say about the rodef, about bab machteris, is that it's not a real chiv misa like other cases of chiv misa. A regular case of chiv misa, the guy's mechal shabbos, so he's chayv misa now and for the rest of his life. A rodef, achar chaver lahargo, a bab machteris who's trying to be gonef in the dead of the night, so you're allowed to kill him, or there's a mitzvah to kill him, depending on the case. And then let's say he gets out unscathed and he goes home. You can't knock on his door and shoot him point blank. The redifa is over. The chatira is over. It doesn't exist anymore. It's a momentary, there's an instant where he's allowed to be killed, but it's not a chiyav misa that carries on with him forever in the classical sense. So maybe you would have thought that by rodev and by bab machteres, it's not really dome to the classic cases of chayve misos, where we say kim lev derab minei. Elamai, what we see, is that the maisa redifa itself is a maisa hamechayiv misa. I mean, it's not a chayiv misa in the classical sense, it's not chayiv misa space, and that carries on forever. But the Maisa Haradifa, or the Maisa Hachatira B'machteres, those are Maisim which are Mechayiv Misa. Yes, B'shaito only, but that's a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa. Oh, so where do we see that Kimli Rami applies to a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa? It applies to Chayiv Misa was based in. So Pavarsky said like this. No. You see it by Tanu Bechizkiya. Tanu Bechizkiya shows you that you could have a case where you're not Chayiv Misa. You're not Chayiv Misa, Misa's based in, for doing a Maisa B'shogeg. You're not Chayiv Misa's based in, but you did do a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa. It was a Maisa Sheyesh Misa. Elamai, okay, you're getting out of the Misa, but it was a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa. And we see over there that the Ptur of Kimle still does apply as long as it's a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa. So, without Tanu Bechizkiya, without knowing the Chiddush of Tanu Bechizkiya, I would have thought that since I was saved from the Misa, and there's not an ongoing Chiyuv Misa, like a regular Chayiv Misa is based in, so now the Chiyuv Mamon is Chayiv Kayam, or maybe it's Chozer B'nei, or however you want to say it, but it's back. It's back, because I don't have a Chiyuv Misa on me anymore. Comes Tanu Bechizkiya and says, no, even in a case where a person's not Chayiv Misa in the classical sense, but he did a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa, that's the Pshat in Kim L'Drav Minei. So you see, from Tanu Bechizkiya, that you can apply it to Bab Machteris, the problem would have been that you would have thought, since there's no real Chayiv Misa, there's only a Maisa Mechayiv Misa. Answer, no, Maisa Mechayiv Misa is also applicable to Kim L'Drav Minei. Yeah, maybe just a little bit in the Gemara. So the Gemara, Amar Rav, Abba Machteres Menatal Kelim V'Yatzal Pater. So Rav has this, well, it seems like a Chiddush, and then isn't a Chiddush, then is a Chiddush. Rav says that if you're Bab Machteres, you're Natal Kelim, you're Yatza, you go out with them, it sounds like Pater. My time of Bidamim Kaninu. Probably, grammatically, is Kinanu, but that's like saying a bravanel, meaning you tell everyone that and then you never say it again. So bidam kaninu amaravim mistaber milsei de rab bishashiber. So Rava says I can fit into my head. I can understand that in the case of what Rav said in the case of shiber, the lesnu is no longer existent. Aval nata lo, he mamish takes the chefza, the chavis, and leaves and holds on to it. What are you talking about? Of course you have to give it back. So the Gemara says v'halo kim. What are you talking? Amar Rav afilu nata. Rav is adding something here. He's saying, afilu nato, afilu nato. The ha yeshal damim benen tuchayv, and then the Rav gives it the proof that Rav Svara is basically in a case of yeshal damim, and there's an ones, so we assume it's birshusei kaimei. So when it's ein lo damim, it's mamish birshuso. And the Gemara's pushback, no, it's only as much birshuso as a shoel, not mamish akinyan. So Rav apparently has the shita that you make this full-out kinyan on the Geneva through a Bab Machteres because of the Svara, Bidamim Kaninu, the way we would say in English, colloquially, he paid the ultimate price, right? He gave up his life. He paid the ultimate price for this Bidamim Kaninu. He paid the ultimate price, meaning he sacrificed himself in order to be kona this Chefza through his Geneva Machteres. So Rav says, because of that, Filu Natal V'Yatza, he's still Pater. Rav says, it can't be Filu Natal V'Yatza. It must mean, I can only understand it to mean Natal V'Shiber. Fine. So the Gemara then says, no, Rav obviously meant Natal V'Yatza also. Yeah, that's the Shabbatari. And then the Gemara goes and engages in different proofs, for one proof for each, and knocks off each of the proofs. So if you only had that, you wouldn't know who to paskin like. It happens, we do have the word Hilchasa. We do have the word Hilchasa for Rava. The Maisa doesn't tell us anything at the end, because the Maisa is really just a Maisa, you know, a Midas Chasidus like Rav. It doesn't teach us that we don't like Rav, it's Rav in the story, so you don't know. But we have a Hilchus like Rav, all the Rishonim assuming passing like Rav. In those Shirim, the Rav has one Sifkatan, where he talks about the possibility that maybe Rashi passed him like Rav. Interesting. If you read the Rashis here, Rashi goes out of his way not to say that Halacha is like Rav, and when it says Hilchusa, he reinterprets it not to be a Hilchusa, but to be an answer. Let's see, it's an interesting diukim. But okay, the assumption you saw the Balmor, etc., is that we pass in like Rava. Fine. The problem with Rava is Rava's Rav. The problem with Rava's response to Rav is that there's no Chiddush. This is all Dvarim you're doing. You all saw this already. But we're just talking it out here. So the Mishnah already taught us this. If Rava's right that Mistaber Milsa de Rav b'chiyah gavna that he was Natal v'Shiber, so then you can hear that you're Pater. The Mishnah said that. The Mishnah says Natal v'Shiber, you're Pater. Shiber Zachav is your Pater, in Ladam your Pater. So what's Rav adding if he's just saying Natal v'Shiber? So Rashi and Tosafot both give the same answer, right? Rashi says, Milsa de Rav de Pater v'Shiber bein achsha bein la'achazman. Tosafot, my Kamashmon Tanina, Kamashmon Rav afilu Shiber achar kach. Meaning both of them are saying that what you know from the Mishnah is that B'Shas HaGeneva, when your mamish involved in the Geneva, okay, so obviously, it's Kimli Dera, or not so obvious as we saw before, Rashi Tosafot and Chiddush, but obviously, once you know Kimli Dera Aminei, so obviously you're going to be Pater on the Shvira of the Chavis. It's Kimli Dera Aminei. What about if 2 days later you take the Chavis back to your house, and there you do a Maisa Shvira, you break the Chavis. So now what? So comes Rav and says, Afilu Natal V'Shiver, even later on, you're going to be Pater. The Ramban, Yuson Mochamos, can't tolerate that pshat, but that's what the Rashi and Tosfos suggest. So the obvious question is that it doesn't work with Gemaras. The Gemara in Bava Kama Samche, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Mem Gimel, both tell us from Rabbah that Haiman de Gazel Chavisa, someone stole a Chavis. It was worth originally one Zuz, and it went up to four Zuzim. And then he tabra v'shasi, he breaks or he drinks the contents of the chavis when it was worth quadruple the price. How much does he have to pay? Ke'en she'ganav or ke'en she'shavar. So the Gemara assumes that he pays ke'en shas hashvira, which the Gemara terms shas gezela. That's potentially lav dafka, but the Gemara terms it as shas gezela. So what do you see over there? You see that even though he stole it on Tuesday, since it went up in price and he broke it on Thursday, he pays like the price of Thursday. Which means if you take that and apply it to our case, so in our case, the guy was Bab Machteres on Monday night, and then he broke it on Thursday afternoon. So we should go based on what happened on Thursday afternoon. Why would he be Pater? Kimli Drabni applied when he was in the Machteres on Monday night. He's no longer in the Machteres. He's at home enjoying the vase, and now he decides to break it. So Pei, Kein, Shasa Shvira, just like the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, presents as the classic case of Tavar Vishasya. So a roundup of what you've already seen, but it's clear? Okay. So the Balamor raises this issue. The Balamor, like the Ramban points out, the Balamor has a chiddush to explain it, but I think the Ramban says it's vas ken men tan. He does have Rashi on his side. He does have Rashi on his side. He can't argue with the Shita, but he can just knock away the explanation. So the Balamor assumes like Rashi, assumes like Taisus, and he asks this kasha from the Gemara, the Sugi of Tavra Vishasya. So his answer is mechudash, and a little bit difficult to understand, but it's important just to flesh out what he says. So first he sets up the kasha, what's the pshat in the Gemara, and he gives Tosfos and Rashi's answer. Then he says, what about the Gemara about Tavra Vishasya? And he says, kamash malam, we see that shiny din rodef mi din gazlan. Our case is different. The rodef michi asul yade kaninu or kananu bidmei. Once the item has come into his hands, once he steals it, he's kone mamish bidmei with his blood. Me'ahi shaita l'chi tavrla. That's just, I think that lashon's interesting. From that moment and until he breaks it. Meaning, obviously, he's kone in that moment. That kinyan's not going to go away. So, I don't know, is the Balmor saying something about connecting the two points in the timeline, the Shas Geneva and the Shas Shvira? I don't know, but pay attention to that. So, what do you mean? If it existed mamish, if it was be'ein, you'd have to give it back. So says the Balmor, no, that's a chumruhu de ramra banan alei. That's just a chumri midarabanan. Once it's there, you got to give it back. But be'etzem me'ikar din midaraisa, it's mamish his. Now, this line is very, very problematic. The Ramban is going to point this out in Mechamos. This line is very problematic because the Gemara, which the Balmor is going to quote later on, the Gemara says, ukminu rachmana birshusei. Rachmana is not Aramaic for Rabbanan. It's Aramaic for Torah. So it's a daraisa, it sounds like. So I cannot understand this, but or at least I can't read it in the words, but the Rav in one of those Shirim, so he said, he writes like in brackets, I mean, meaning the notes record in brackets, that that some interpreted, some is the Ramban, some people interpreted the Balamor to mean that that it's really a Derabanan, Chumra Ba'alma Midrabanan, that you have to return the object if it's Be'ain. But the Rav says, that's impossible. It can't be a Chumra Derabanan. It must be Daraisa. The Balamor says Derabanan. No, the Balamor didn't mean it's a Chumra Derabanan. He meant it's a Chumra that the Rabbanan understood the Torah's intent is that you have to give it back. There are two issues. One, it's very hard to read in the Balamor. Obviously, the Ramban didn't understand it that way. Two is then, it becomes unclear what the Balamor is saying after that then. Isn't this whole chiddush that you're konem mamish on Darais level, and it's only midarabanan you have to return it? So what would it mean if you're konem mamish on Darais level, and it's only midarais they have to return it? It doesn't read. Which, heavy odeya, we'll come back to this, but the Rav ends up saying, I don't understand what the Balamor is talking about. So I don't know if this is why he doesn't understand what the Balamor is talking about, because it doesn't read straight after that. So we'll read it the Pashup Shad, is that chumruhu midarabanan? That there are Ramba Banar Lay, they have to give it back. But Be'etzim, there's a Kenyan Mamish. Okay. That's Vehainu, the Amar Rava, Aval Nato Lo, Klomer B'Shalo Shiber, Ela Odam Be'enam. Then the Gemara has the pushback, Ba'alo Kim, Amar Rava Filu Nato. The Keva, the Be'esh, Lodam Venensu, etc. So Hachanami, Ki Ein Dam and Kaim Berish, Yosei Be'imahadil Hu, Mechzi Kemes Mishalim. So the Balamor explains like this. On a Dilraisa level, be'etzem, bidamim kaninu. When a person is bab machteris, he pays the ultimate price, he mamish makes a kinin on the Geneva. It's mamish a kinin. He mamishes a kinin on Geneva. Elamai, midrabanan, there's a chumra ba'alma, they have to return it if it's be'ain. Okay. But, says the Balmor, why does Rav think that b'chiyai gavna, that natal v'yatza, you don't return it? Because in this case, it's a case of mechsi kemes u'meshalim. Because there's a chiv misa above machteres, and there's a chiv to return it midarabanan. We're not going to enforce that chumr midarabanan b'chiyagam. That's going to look. It's going to shmek of, you're getting the chiv misa. You know, again, you don't really get the chiv misa, and it's not really the chiv tashlumen. Okay, but you're going to schmeck from chiyuv misa v'chiyuv tashlumim. It's mechzik in mesa mishalim, so we're not going to let that go through, and we uproot the chumri darabanan. So far, clear in terms of Baal Mor, just explaining? Okay. That's why in the end, the Baal Mor comes back and says the pushback is below the mesa mishalim. She'ein ze nikr tashlumim, ela chazar is mamon lebailim. It's not really a tashlumim. Yeah, so just let's break two. I really just have ha'aros here, and there, I know you guys saw it already. So it's really just fleshing it out, hopefully in a clearer way. What is the pshat in bidam kaninu? So if you look in the Ran, so the Ran explains bidamim kaninu that the ganef has a kinin, a full mamish, a full kinin, a full ownership in the chavis. So he explains that generally speaking, ganef only has limited kinyanim gezela, certain. What would be the right way to say it? Rights? Yeah? Like rights of a ganav? He doesn't have a mamish, a kinyan, in terms of like an acquisition, but he has rights to the chefza. He has, things that he's able to do with it, or things he doesn't have to pay back for, usage rights, things like that. That's generally true by ganav, by a gazlan. Kinyani gazela. By bidamim kaninu, the Ran says, it's the Baal Mor's shita, and he's giving an explanation for it, by the bidamim kaninu, he has a full kinyan. So, okay. Basically, what's pshat, right? Meaning, what's the kinyan? Heichal matzino a kinyan of bedam kaninu? Seems beautiful and fantastic and mechudish, but it's like too mechudish. Like, where did that come from? So the Rav talks about this also in those shirim, and he says al karchach the better pshat is what the Rashash says. I didn't see this Rashash, so the Rav quoted it, and the truth is we'll talk about it soon. But you've seen it elsewhere. But he says the better pshat is what the Rashash says. He quotes the Rashash as basically saying as follows: every ganef really has a full kinyan in the Geneva. Every ganef really has, what do you mean? I thought it's limited. It's only kinyani gezela. It's not a full kinyan. No, every ganef has a full kinyan in the gezela. Elamai, there's an ikuv on the kinyan. What's the ikuv that's holding up the full kinyan? The chiv ha-shava, the pasuk says, v'heshev ezek zela, you have to give back the stolen object. And since the person still has the chiv ha-shava floating over their heads, so they can't possibly exert their full influence, their full ownership over this item, and therefore they're limited by the Chiv HaShava. But Be'etzem, there's a full kinyan on the Geneva because of the Geneva. Geneva is a full kinyan. Elamai, there's a Chiv HaShava that stands in the way. So what the Rav says, the Rashash really says, is that what happens when you have Bedam Kaninu is that Bedam Kaninu patters the guy from Beheshev Zagzela. Bedam Kaninu is a Hafka of the Chiv HaShava. What happens is, Memela, when you have a Hafka of the Chiv HaShava, is that you're left with a full kinyan. So it's not that Bedamim Kaninu is a new kinyan that we never heard of. There's Mashiach, there's Hagbah, and then there's Bedamim Kaninu, you can give up your life to Bikona something. That's not true. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that always you have a full kinyan with a ikuv of Heshev Zagzela. By Bedamim Kaninu, there's no chiv of Heshev Zagzela. Why not? Why is no chiv of Heshev Zagzela? Kimle Graminei. You have a chiv misa of Bedamim, that's what Bedamim Kaninu represents. That's mafkia the chiv hashava because of kimle v'drabim minei, and now what you're left with is just the original full kinyan of a ganef. That's what the Rav suggests. Where have you seen this elsewhere? Rav Chanan. So Rav Chanan has the same episode. The Rav doesn't quote it, but Rav Chanan has this in Kovetz Shirim Bava Kama in Osi Dalid. It's kedai to look at it inside. I won't spend time on reading it inside, but I think he basically says the exact same thing. The thing that you spent more time with is the next half of the Rav Chanan. I'm not talking about that. That's where it gets complicated. This, I think, is pretty straightforward and simple. And it's a good pshat in this part of the Baal Mor that the Bedam Kaninu is not like the Ran's Mahalech, that Bedam Kaninu is some sort of new kinyan. No, the pshat is that there's always that kinyan. It's covered by the Chiv HaShava. And when you remove the Chiv HaShava because of the Kimay Rabinei Bedam Kaninu, you're left with the full kinyan that's really always there under the surface. What the Rav continues to talk about, which is important to look at, we're just not going to go into it now, is what does Rava disagree with? Does Rava not agree with that yisod? Meaning he doesn't think that you have a full kinyan when you're a ganav always, and it's just covered by the Chiv HaShava? Or he does think you always have the full kinyan, just like Rav thinks, but he doesn't apply the same, hafkav, heshev zekzela, through kimle, etc. Meaning he has a different way of accounting. For the Rav has three approaches to explain that. It's worth looking at. You can get the Beis Yitzchak's on Otzar HaChachma. So if you go on Otzar HaChachma, go to Beis Yitzchak Chavav, you'll find this shtickl from to the Torah from the Rav. Everything we just spoke about directly addressed the fact that when a person, according to Rav, when a person steals and holds on to it, so he's not chayiv to return it in Shitas Rav. What's the pshat in Shiver Lacharzman that the Baal HaMor was talking about? So the Baal HaMor seems to give his answer to that. Again, if you're the Rav, you don't understand the Baal HaMor because you don't understand what it meant that he had full kinyan and then didn't, and then still has to return it. Like, that's hard to figure out. But let's say you're not explaining it to the Rav. So the Baal HaMor was trying to answer this question all along. He started with the question Shiver Lacharzman. What about Tavar Vishasye? And he gives this whole Ma'aracha. So the pshat is that if you have a full kinyan when you do the gzela, Kim Lev Rab meaning comes along and says there's no chiv hashava. So now whether it exists or whether I break it, it was mine. So there's nothing to talk about. I could be pater when I keep it. I'm pater when I break it. That's helpful for Rava and for Rav. Rav keeping it in Bain intact, and Rava that when you break it, obviously you're not going to be chayiv now kishas hashvira because it was yours. Kishas hashvira, totally yours. Yeah, clear. Okay. Rashi and Tosfos also had the shita of the Baal HaMor, but they didn't give his whole ma'arach over here. That's fine. They're makatzer. Maybe they agree. Maybe they agree with the Baal HaMor's mahalach. Then again, the Baal HaMor's mahalach is very mechudesh in terms of explaining the full kinyan and always a full kinyan. Now it's just masked by Hashav's gzela, but that goes away. It's a very mechudesh opinion. So is there any other option for Rashi and Tosfos that they can say it's shibir lach hazman is still pater according to Rav? But not because of this ganza fancy shtickle Torah from the Baal HaMor. Any other option? So the Yad Ramah has it's almost a throwaway line because he doesn't hold a bit lamaskana, but he has a line that he says is a little cryptic. But what then? And again, you probably saw all this because I think in the footnotes in the Yad Ramah they're metzayin this, but we'll add a little bit here. Basically, as follows: when it comes to the Gemara, the sugya of Tav Vishasya, so the Gemara says it was. It was worth $1, worth $1, and then by Thursday it went up in price. It skyrocketed, and in Yom Yoma, I don't know, saw the news, but it blew up. But they sent a rocket up in Texas, so the price skyrocketed from Tuesday to Thursday, and it's now four, so it's four times the original price. So the Gemara says you pay Kein Shas Shvira. So why? What are you paying for? What did you do? Okay, so the Ketzais says, Pasha, you're a mazik. You're a mazik now. You're a mazik now. You were mazik the item on Thursday. You stole it on Tuesday, but you were mazik it on Thursday. When you were mazik it, it was worth four. So you pay ke mazik for your nezek. The Nesivis says no. And this is the Lashon HaGemara. So it doesn't. It's obviously not. The Ketzos isn't bothered by that, obviously. But it's the Lashon HaGemara is that no, you're chayev as a gazlin now b'shas shvira. Meaning you stole it originally, you took it out of the property of the nignav, but now you removed it from the world. You mamish it's the makav of hatish on the gneva. So you're chayev as a ganif or a gazlin, whatever b'shas shvira. Those are the two approaches in the Achronim. If you stop there, so the Nesivis is helpful because it makes this a case of Geneva, but it doesn't really solve the issue, right? Because you might be a Ganif on Thursday, but you're not above Machteres on Thursday. You were above Machteres on Tuesday. Then you broke it on Thursday. So yeah, Shibur Lachazman is another Maisa Geneva, but it's detached from the original above Machteres, which was the Mechayiv Misa, which was the Kimle Deravine. So how do you have the Ptur for Rav and for Rava later on Thursday when you break it above Machteres if it's detached and separate from the Chatira above Machteres on Tuesday? So he's not talking about this, but Reb Chaim in the middle of the Shtetl Torah, people saw the Reb Chaim or saw it quoted, right? So Reb Chaim in Chol Mazik, he has a couple of lines here where he presents not like the Tzais and not like the Nesivis. Ostensibly, it sounds like he's saying like the Nesivis because he's talking about Geneva, but he clearly says differently than Nesivis. He doesn't say that you're Chayiv as a Ganav because of the Geneva B'shas Hezek. Rather, Achein nira. Lefima shekaz of a Rambam paragalf nevels geneva. I think it's either alach adalid or alach yadalid. The begana of a kli v'shibro. V'haya shav v'bishas geneva shnayim v'shas shvira arba. The mishalim kevel k'shas shvira. A ganef who steals and it goes up in price, how does he pay kefil? Based on shas shvira. The isbar memela, you know, mashalim ela kein shagana, fine. Hare, de bishivra chashiva zos gneva. Nesivis, right? It's a gneva, shvira is a gneva. Me de mechayiv kefil kishas shvira, so you're a ganef. Vahayinu mishum, this is the important part, he's not saying the nesivis. Vahayinu mishum, de kol shachifetz ganev o guzzle. Kol's man that this item is still birshuscha as a ganef, meaning it's still nigzal eslacha. Kol nezek she'ose v'yadayim, whatever you do to damage that item, din geneva ugzela bay. As long as the item is still by you and you're a ganef, whatever you do now is a maisa geneva, is a maisa gzela. The imkain af anu nil mizeh. The kol she'asa kinyan shel gzela k'go mashiach agba. On Tuesday you did a kinyan geneva. You stole the item. You picked it up. You lifted it out of his property. Af she'asa zos l'shem gzela v'lo l'shem tashmish rak de laziko mikol makom nase bezegazlin. That does give you a shame gazlin. Kevan, listen closely. D'gam maisa nezek mitzdarif le'ichashev gzela. Because later on when you do the maisa nezek, that's also going to be mitzdarif. It's going to join together with the original kinyan of the gzela to be considered a gezela overall. Imkain mitztarif hanezek, again, that shvira, is going to join together lemaisa hamashicha, the kinyan gezela you did originally, lasos gazlan ayadezet, to make you a gazlan now. So basically what you come out with from Chaim, and the Rav said the exact same thing, he didn't quote Chaim, he said the exact same thing, the Lashonos here are even easier to read, but he said the exact same thing, that basically what happens is, from the time that the person steals the object until he breaks the object, he's involved in that gezela. You don't have to say the word hemshech. You don't have to say the word hemshechius. It doesn't have to be a continuum of gezela, right? He's not involved literally in gezela time. But what you see from Reb Chaim really explicitly, but the Rav spells it out. I wouldn't have noticed in the Isser Reb Chaim without the Rav saying it clearly this way. That the pshat is that the you need two things in order to be a full out ganef, to be chayv kefil. Let's say you need a maisa geneva and you need a kinyan geneva. What happened to Shas Geneva Mamish was only a Kinyan Geneva. You took it out of the property. What happened to Shas Shvira was the Maisa Geneva. What you see is that those two things are able to combine. The Maisa Geneva with the Kinyan Geneva. Now you have a Maisa Geneva and a Kinyan Geneva. You became a full Ganev Bishas Shvira. Even if the in-between time wasn't a Hemshech, it wasn't a continuum. But together they make one full act of Geneva. And your Chayiv Kishas Shvira on Kefil, which is what Chaim suggested. So far, so good? So far, so good? Okay. What Chaim didn't give us, he didn't give us a hechrich for this. Meaning, nothing here was muchrach that Chaim quoted, that you have to say, like, his fancy way of saying it, as opposed to the nesivis. Maybe you're chayiv kefil because everything happens, the shas geneva is only the maisa shvira. Like, mech deis that it has to be a tzira, if they have to have both, you don't have any proof for that. Reb Chaim says it and it's compelling, but is there a hechrich? So I think the Rav in Shirim, if I understand it correctly, gave a hechrich for it. Because he quotes the Rambam in the beginning of the third parak, you should look this up. I think this is very gishmak. I haven't worked on it enough, but I think that the Rav is giving a mamashik gishmak amar malkum here. The beginning of the third parak of Hilchos Gezela, the Rambam says like this, Hagozel chavis shel yayin, mechavero, harihi shavet dinar b'shas gezela. So what we're in Hilchos Gezela, not Geneva, okay? So a person's gozel a barrel of wine. It's worth $1. The hukretz lova amda baraba. Prices go up, and now it's worth $4. Sounds like regular case of tavar b'shasi, right? Im shiber hachavis, o shasa osa, breaks it, drinks it, o machara, o nesana b'matana, achesh hukra, mishalim arba kishas hotza min ha'olam. You pay dalid kishas hotza min ha'olam. So that's fine. Tavar b'shasi, you pay kishas shvira. What's missing? So the Rav says, again, it could be you can make them kimpt, it's not this way, but at least one of the possible cases, probably the Stam case, is that this is a geneva. Meaning, he stole it in the beginning, then on Thursday he's at his house, he already is hiding the geneva in his basement, and without anyone looking, he breaks it or he drinks it. He doesn't go back to the ganef's house and say, I just want you to watch as I drink your wine. He does it in his house, privately. So he's a ganef, right? So what's a ganav chayiv besides for four times the original price? Kefil. So why doesn't the Rambam include kefil in this case? No? That's a glaring omission. Why didn't the Rambam include kefil in this case? So the Rav says, al karch, what the pshat here is, it's not the pshat that we follow the maisa gneva at the end. The pshat is that you need two things. You need a maisa gneva and you need a kinyan gneva. You have the kinyan gneva on Tuesday, and you only have the maisa gneva later on Shas Shvira on Thursday. In a regular case where you're a gonev, and then on Thursday you broke it or drank it, so you have a maisa gneva and a kinyan gneva, wrong order, but you know what I mean, now you're going to be chayav kefil. This case is in Hilchos Gezeila. Says the Rambam, HaGozel Chavez Shel Yayin. The first on Tuesday, what did you do? You did a Gezeila. A Gazlan is not Chayav Kefil. You did a Gezeila. In a Chanami, on Thursday, you did a Geneva, a Maisa Geneva, by breaking or drinking that barrel of wine. But a Maisa Geneva, you have a Kinyan Geneva you never had. You had a Kinyan of Gezeila in the beginning on Tuesday. You didn't have a Kinyan of Geneva. So you don't end up with the two parts that you need of Kolkulo Ganef. You're going to be Chayav. You're going to have to pay back the Dalid, but you're not going to be Chayiv in Kefil because you can't be Mechayiv as a Ganav because you're missing half of it. That Rambam, that Rambam meaning in conjunction with the Rambam that Reb Chaim quotes, proves the Yesod, that the Nesivus is difficult to understand in the simple way, that it means that it's just a new Maisa Geneva, Maisa Gzela, and that's what you're Chayiv for. No, the Pshat is you need a combination of the original Geneva with the latter Geneva in order to have a full Geneva. If it's Gzela and Geneva, you'll be Chayiv, Kishas Kshvira. If it's Geneva and Geneva, then it's Mamish, a full Geneva, you're going to be Chayiv Kefil as well. But that proves, again, that you need this Pshat, that there's a Tziruf between the beginning and the end, not that they're two separately and distinct Maisim, which happen to, we follow, the second one. No, it's a combination of the two Maisim, which is Mechayiv you ultimately as a Ganef and or as a Gazlan. I don't know if this is really the Pshat, I just thought of it when we were talking, but again, it will mess up the rest of the Balmor, I don't know, but that line where the Balmor said, Kamash Malan, the Shaini din Rodef midin Gazlan, the Rodef michi asul yade kananhu bidme. The Rodef, when he takes the object, he's kone bidamim. Meahi shaita, so it could be just lav dak. I mean, it could be just, we're only talking about 2 points in time, when he stole it and when he breaks it. But I don't know, is the Balmor trying to imply that the Kinyan is point A and point B on the Kinyan timeline of the Ganef Bab Machteres? Is point A is Bishaita that he steals it, and Ulechi Tavarla, until the point where he breaks it, that's where he's Gomer the Maisa Kinyan. I mean, that's where he's Gomer the Maisa Geneva or Gzela. If he's saying that, the Rav does think what he's saying is accounts for the Balamor. Again, it's hard to understand because the Balamor doesn't say, he says the Derabanan, so you can't fit it all together. But if it's possible to get around that, what we were bothered by before, so then is this Maduk in the Balamor that he's saying that there's a continuous Geneva from the Shas Geneva Mamish until the Shas Shvira, and that's what the Balamor is trying to imply, like Reb Chaim, like the Yadarma sounds like that, that's Reb Chaim, like the Rav said, like the Rav said, that that you have a combination at Siruf of the Maisa Gneva and the Kinyan Gneva, and that's why they combine to make it a Mamisha Gneva. Either way, what the Rav suggests, which is what I think other Achronim suggest also, I think all the Achronim suggest this basically, is that maybe that's an alternative pshat to the Balamor, if it's not like the Rav said, a pshat in the Balamor is an alternative pshat to the Balamor, which is that we said the Rashi and Tosas have the same sheet of the Balamor in Rav, but it's hard to understand. Natal and Rabbah. Natal v'achar shiver. Why? You're not chayiv misa at this time. But no, if you learn Tavar v'shasya, that the pshat and the chiv and shas shvira is that v'shas shvira, you're being gonev, you're being the samaka of papas on the geneva, so you're chayiv v'shas shvira, that means you're still the same ganif later on. And there's a tziruf, there's a combination, there's a continuum between the maisa kinyan of the gzela and the maisa gzela of the gzela. So much so that you're Nasa Gazlan, Nasa Ganev in that time at the very end. So then you could say for the Rashi and Tosas, if you don't want to say like the Balamor, you could say that the reason why you're still putter on the Geneva, if you were Mishaberit on Thursday, is because you're still the same Bab Machteres. It's the same Chi of Geneva. It's just the second half of the same Maisa. So you still have the Ptur of Kimle Dramine carrying over. It combines for the Ptur to apply later on as well. Make sense? Old news for everyone, but clear? Okay, yeah. Well, one thing I'll just throw out, this is easy, and this is the obvious finishing thought, is that the Ramban, in his arguments on the Balamor, he has technical arguments, meaning he doesn't think it reads in the Gemara in 100 ways, but fundamentally, it could be he just thinks the Chiyuv by Tavar V'Shasya is mazik, not ganif. So you can't shtel tzu one to the other, and therefore you can't pater him on Thursday for what he did on Pamachteres on Sunday, Monday. The Rav garners support for that from the fact that the Ran quotes the Ramban in the sugya of Tarvishasya as holding that it's a din in mazik, not a din in ganif. Like the ktsos, not like the tzivis. So that would be interesting if that's the fundamental part of the machlokas between the Balamor, but whatever, between Rashi Tosas and the Ramban at least.
The Ramban in Pirush HaMishnayos, I think, holds like the Ramban that you're chayav after you leave the Machteres.
I mean, the Rambam should come out like the Balamor, Rashi, and Tosas according to this. I mean, yes and no. I mean, yes, I hear. Okay. It doesn't shter the Mahalach. The question is, why isn't the Rambam? So is it, I mean, you have to explain that it's not much, the fact that it's true by Tavar Vishasya, like Reb Chaim says is true, doesn't have to carry over to Bab Machteres. Meaning, maybe it's the same as a Geneva, but it wasn't done in a Machteres. Like Meichitesi, we only see that the Geneva is Mitzdarif to itself, the Maisa Geneva, the Maisa Kinyan. But you don't see that the context of the Maisa Geneva is Mitzdarif to himself. Let's say he did the Geneva on Shabbos, so he's not Mechal Shabbos on Thursday when he breaks the barrel. Stira, he was Soser. No, it's not Shabbos. All right, what do you mean? The first half was on Shabbos. No, there's no Sirif of all the separate parts. So maybe it's not Mukhrach. Again, the Rav does say it, and the other Achronim do say this, but maybe it's not Mukhrach that you have to carry one over to the other. But it's hard to avoid the Pshat in the Rambam, Mineyuve, and Tavar Vishasya. So if the Rambam really doesn't hold like the Balamor, Rashi, and Tosfos, then you have to give a teretz, you have to explain that this carryover is not mukhach. That's a good hara. Anyone work on that? That's a good hara. I hear that. It's not a kash of the mahalach. It just shows that you don't have to say like this mahalach. Yeah, I hear. Something else or no? Okay, so we'll stop here just to note what we're not doing, because we are... It's also a lima that we're not doing things. So just so we know, Tosas is about Kimle and Chiv Lasei Tishmaim. It's Kedai Tzidik Tos and the Marshal. He quotes the Marshal in Simin Chavches. I think the footnotes are Dimitrovsky's footnotes have a lot of the raid there. So if you want to look a quick glance at the raid, but it's important to know that in terms of the Havana of Kimle Dabni, in terms of the Havana of Lasei Tishmaim, the Rashi and Bab Mitzia, it's Kedai. We're not going to do it. Additionally, the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph to the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, very, very important sugya of Safik Rodef versus, Safik Rodef versus Bade Rodef, and then Safik Bab Machteres versus Bade Bab Machteres. It's complicated. It's like a Shas topic in the sense that it comes up in Psachim, and then you have a lot of Achronim. There's a Tshuva in the Achiezer about this. There's a Tshuva in Maisha has about this also. There's Divrei Cheskel about this. There's Raid on this, which don't have time to get into all of it. It's not going to impact us so strongly going forward, but it's kedai to know that it exists. I saw on the table of contents that Reb Shmuel has on it, so if anyone wants to, you know, for dessert on Shabbos, you could eat that Reb Shmuel. And then the end of the Gemara has the Gemara about Katan HaRodef Hasra, fine, but that all fits into what we spoke about yesterday. But the Katan HaRodef, meaning the Hamakasha Leleid, the Isha Hamakasha Leleid, so that's super fundamental. We're not going to do it now. The Reb Chaim is the main Mar Mokom on that. And as you heard last night, and Night Seder is really the main Ma'amakom and everything. It's kedai to see that, but not at the expense of moving forward. We might get to Ayin Gimel starting Sunday and Monday. So if you can't see it now, it's fine. We're going to be doing the Rodef Sugyas B'Siyat HaShemaya, so it could be we'll get back to the Reb Chaim, but we want to keep moving, so we're going to, for now, just note that it's there, but not necessarily see it immediately. We do have 10 minutes, so I think it's kedai to sit with Mesilas Sharm for 10 minutes.